Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And welcome back to Buffalo Means Business here on News Radio 930 WBEN. I am Buddy Shula as we interview every week from 6 till 7. The businesses, services, healthcare providers, anything you'd go to think locally here in Western New York, we'll be talking about it on Buffalo Means Business. And we are here with Linda Greer. And Linda is one of the partners with PB Elder Law, Falscraf, Beinhauer, Greer, Harris, and Schuler. PB Elder Law is your everything for elder law. They are at Cayuga Road in Cheektowaga, right by the airport. You go on their website at pbelderlaw.com, or you could call them directly at 204-1055. So we are here with Linda, and we're going to talk about, first of all, elder law, and then YPB Elder Law. So it's nice to have you on the program, Linda. How are you?
I'm well, thanks, buddy. Thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. And I know our listeners want to know, because this is a very a specialized field of law that I don't think a lot of people understand. They may even not know about it. But what is elder law? Because that is what you do at your firm. What is elder law?
Correct. So PB Elder Law, we focus on elder law. And elder law essentially is an area of legal practice that focuses on the needs of an aging population. And that can be things as simple as a last will and testament or healthcare proxy or power of attorney, to get as complex as protecting assets from a nursing home and avoiding probate and all the things that people, as we start getting a little older, we start thinking about our own mortality and all of these things. And we want to make sure that we are here to assist the population and the public with those things. And that's what we focus on primarily here. So we don't do a lot of the jack of all trades things. This is what we do. We do elder law.
So, you know, you brought up like wills and healthcare practices and things like that. Now, a lot of people do that kind of stuff, including your law firm. But your law firm goes into more of a specialty beyond that for the aging and for what people want, you know, to leave behind and things like that. That's an important difference, that you do wills and things like that, but you go much deeper into it, like you were just saying.
Much deeper. So we'll do a full analysis of a family's needs to determine exactly what the goals of the client might be, and then the best options that they can follow in order to achieve those goals. And it might be leaving a legacy for the next generation. It might be having enough money to safely live at home for the rest of my life. It might be I am charitably minded and I want to make sure that the charities that are near and dear to my heart get taken care of. So whatever the client's specific goals are, we meet with them to flush that out. We give them options about how we can best accomplish those goals. So it's much more in depth than just doing a will or a, you know, a power of attorney. Although we do those documents and they are an important part of the plan, it is much more comprehensive than that. And we start from the ground up and build the plan specifically for each client.
So, you know, and a lot of what you do is protect assets from people that they've earned all of their life, like their home, like their money, like, you know, any kind of asset that they've earned and they've worked hard for their whole life for. And you specialize in things with them not losing those things, correct?
Right. Exactly. And there's a couple different ways that people want to protect assets. So one of the things that people often have concerns about is, I want to protect my assets from estate taxes, so we can cover with them what the estate tax thresholds are. Right now, they're pretty high. The New York State estate tax threshold right now is $5,930,000 per person. Most people that come to me may not have an estate tax issue, but we can review everything, determine what would be part of their estate, and say, okay, if you do have an estate tax issue, what can we do to mitigate that and help protect some assets from taxes? People often want to protect assets from a nursing home if they need require long-term skilled care in the future. What steps can we take to protect against that? And then lastly, people want to protect their assets from the process of probate. After they die, they want to avoid having to go through a public court proceeding and the delays involved with that and the expense that can be involved with that as well. So there's different layers of protection that we can provide. And sometimes the plan, you know, covers all of those things.
So elder law would seem to me, especially in Buffalo, is a growing area, growing practice. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely. It absolutely is. So our practice actually in 2004 was the origination of our firm. And at that time, we were the only elder law firm in the Western New York area. And now there's, you know, there may be a few more people around that do this kind of thing, but not that many. And there's five attorneys here now, and this is all that we focus on. I think we have a really strong practice, but it's been growing. You know, more and more people are looking to try to do this type of work, but it is highly intricate, and you really do need to avoid pitfalls. And so you want to work with somebody or a team of people that really do this all the time. It's not something that you can safely dabble in and not mess something up. So I think if you're going to be working with someone, you do want to assure that they are actually focused in elder law and they're familiar with not only estate tax issues, but Medicaid, asset protection, all of those things as well.
So for yourself, how long have you been practicing that area of elder law?
So I'm going to date myself when I say this, but I've been practicing law for about 25 years, and almost all of that has been in the area of elder law. So that makes me feel really old when I say that, but about almost 25 years for myself.
You have to look at it as wisdom.
That's great. That's a good idea.
What is your role in the firm?
So I am one of the owners and partners at the firm. So we have five attorneys total. Three of us are partners, and then the two are the associates that are here now. We have a couple retired partners as well, but I am one of the partners here at the firm now.
So, you know, you said there are other smaller, you know, people and things that are dabbling in this. What sets PB Elder Law? And again, you know, since 2004 is now almost 20 years of doing this kind of thing. That's a long time. What sets you apart if someone is thinking about going to just anyone for elder law situations? Why might that not be a good idea? And they should probably maybe talk to you.
So I think the thing that sets our firm apart is that we really are all, as a team, focused on the goal of providing compassionate care to our clients. Many of the people on our team, we've worked together for decades. So, you know, I mentioned that I've been practicing this kind of law for almost 25 years. Well, one of the paralegals and I have worked together for 20 of those years. And there's a lot of continuity in our practice, longevity of the team working together. And you get sort of a seamless approach with that. And we all sort of know there's a little bit of a shorthand that you have when people work in that way and work together for a long time. And we are all sort of on the same ship going in the same direction to say, this is what we want to do. These are the goals that we have for our clients. We want to provide, you know, compassionate professional services to the public, get the word out, make sure that we're educating people and providing this care. And we also don't want to lose that human touch because, you know, we all have parents. My parents are getting up there in years and having some health issues. And we've lost my father-in-law passed not that long ago. So all of these aging issues that happen to everybody happen to us as well. And so we bring our real life experience with us with a team approach. And I think that really sets us apart from other firms. You're not just going to meet with, you know, you're going to get Linda, but you're also going to get Gene Harris's brain and Dan Schuler's brain. And we work together on files and brainstorm sometimes. And I think that's really unique. And I love working that way.
Well, I think a team approach is essential. We are here again with Linda Greer from PB Elder Law. They are in Cougar Road in Cheektowaga, right by the airport. Go to their website at pbelderlaw.com. And they focus 100% on elder law, okay? You can see people who do wills and, you know, healthcare proxies all over the place. But PB stands apart, all right? They are devoted, their whole team, their whole office, to elder law and getting way past things like a will and things of that nature. They do that, but they also do quite a bit more. I've noticed a lot of people, a lot of agencies that will complete Medicaid applications for families. I see all kinds of advertisements and hear them. When they're completing Medicaid applications for families, these agencies, why is it important to maybe involve an attorney, an elder law attorney like yourself?
So the thing that's really important to clarify with a Medicaid application is it is much more than just putting together paperwork and shuffling it together and giving it to the Department of Social Services. A Medicaid application actually involves a comprehensive analysis of all of the assets, resources, and frankly, all of the transactions that have happened in the last 5 years. And so when people work with an agency that might just say, well, we'll do the application for you, or the nursing home says, oh, we have somebody on staff that will do that for you, it's important to know that they're not analyzing anything. They're just pulling it all together, taking your copies, and literally giving it to the Department of Social Services. And there are sometimes real pitfalls that can happen if you haven't gotten the legal advice that you need. And an example might be this. Perhaps you have a parent who is going into a facility, they're going into a skilled care situation, and they had a child that had been living in their home and helping them. An agency like that isn't going to tell you that if your child has been living in your home with you for 2 years or longer and assisting you, you're allowed to give that house to that child, and there's no penalty for Medicaid. There's a similar exemption if you have a certified disabled child. So there are some real benefits that you could get that are out there with dealing with an elder law attorney. Additionally, I think people often have this idea that if I didn't do any planning in advance, everything's going to be lost. And that's really not the case. There are things that we can do. There is a 5-year look back period for Medicaid purposes. So the sooner that you start, the better. But even if you didn't do anything and we're in a crisis and mom's going to the nursing home tomorrow and we did no planning, an elder law attorney can actually help you protect and preserve as many assets as possible. And we still can save a chunk. So it's not as if all is lost, but you lose that legal analysis if you're working with just an agency and without an attorney.
So there's a lot of things that, again, that people don't realize are there unless they talk to an attorney like yourself or a firm like yourself at PB Elder Law. We have a couple minutes left, and I just want to, again, regain the essence and reassure our audience that we are talking about a firm that focuses 100% on elder law, soup to nuts, whether it's regarding trusts, avoiding probate, wills, healthcare proxies, everything. This is what they do every day, and this is what they've done for 20 years. So we are here with Linda Greer from PB Elder Law. 204-1055 is her phone number to schedule a consultation. So once again, in kind of a yeoman's version, what is the purpose of calling PB Elder Law? What is the main gist of what you can do with someone?
So the main thing I people want people to take away is we can give you some peace of mind to know that we've got your ducks in a row. You've made a plan that's going to protect your assets. It's going to make sure you're not leaving a mess or a burden for people coming behind you. We can help the family through a myriad of issues and reach out for help. That's what we're here for. We can help through so many different issues. A lot of times it's like a social work type of question sometimes. It's not necessarily a legal issue. Maybe there's a family dispute that we can help alleviate, and we can give you peace of mind, alleviate concerns, hopefully alleviate disputes later, and bring a close to things in a prompt and equitable manner for people.
Great talk, Linda. I really enjoyed this. Hopefully our listeners did as well. PB Elder Law in Chictawaga, 204-1055, the phone number, or go to the website at pbelderlaw.com. Linda Greer, always great to talk to you, and we'll talk again soon, okay?
Thanks, buddy.
And you are listening to News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Buddy Shula. We'll be right back.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.